In this age of everything being upside down, black being painted as white, etc., it shouldn't surprise us that when we come to the issues of the kingdom, everything's upside down, and down is in fact the new up. What I mean is that God has a series of experiences he likes to take us through that bring us lower each time than we were before. We get a prophecy that causes our heart to sing and our spirits to rise. We can see our name in lights. Vegas is the backdrop. Watch out, world, here I come. We're unaware of God's scene shifters moving quietly behind us, stripping the landscape, until all we'll see when we open our eyes is one grain of sand on another. After the call comes the stripping. Consider young Joseph bragging to his brothers about his dream that they and their parents would bow down to him. He was so totally unaware of what lay in store for him, which would bring him progressively lower until he was oh so fit for the use of the king. And then there's Peter. We've seen before how excited he got when Jesus told him he would build his church on Peter's revelation of who he was. So excited, in fact, that in the next breath, Jesus had to rebuke him. And eventually we find the Peter emerges who writes in 1 Peter 5, 5 and 6. All of you, clothe yourselves with humility towards one another, because God opposes the proud, but shows favour to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due course. After the call comes the stripping. He strips us of every vestige of pride and self-sufficiency we have until we can only lean on him in absolute dependence and wonder. Humility is not a virtue much thought of, least of all spoken about in this 21st century. It's all about the cult of self. But God puts great value on it, humility that is. Humility says, I know my place and I'm happy here in the service of the King. I need that no one but he and I know it. Content before God and man. Everything for an audience of one. Humility does not seek to advertise itself, but another, Jesus. Like the angel refusing John's worship in the book of Revelation. Not me, him, he said, Revelation 19:10, when John goes to fall down and worship him. We take the lower place from choice. We no longer need to be first, best and right, deferring to others, allowing misunderstanding, our good being evil spoken of, unknown by most, rejected, ignored and despised by others. We're walking in the footsteps of the Master. It's called humility. How's it working out for you?